Oh, I got a story for you.
Okay.
Florida woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Segment done. Yeah. Thank you. Good night.
Already you know you're going to like this one.
Is there alcohol involved?
Possibly.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah. Florida woman arrested for allegedly beating up her own father because of his relentless flatulence.
So that's a beating.
She and her dad live together.
Right.
Apparently, he is just farting up a storm. She couldn't take it another minute, so she punched him in the face numerous times. She bloodied his left eye. She gave him scratches all over, and I guess either a neighbor called the police or he called the police, and they came and arrested her. Yeah.
So he wouldn't stop. She started beating him, and this happened in Florida.
Of course, in Tampa, yeah.
Oh, just in Tampa. Oh, yeah. You forgot. Uh-huh. You left that one out.
it's the worst part of Florida. You're right.
But it's that guy's house. He's allowed to do that. That's the one place you can do it.
No, it's not his house. They live together. It's their both house. It's both their houses.
Okay, but it's his house. I mean, he can fart in his house. If not, where else are you going to fart?
I see what you're saying. Like, he lives there. He can do all the farting he wants.
Right. That's the one place that's home base. He can just let it fly and not really care. And you're not married. So it's not like you're sleeping with a guy. It's your dad.
It's your dad. It's your dad. You're definitely not sleeping with him. It's not.
I don't know. It is Florida. And it is Tampa. So if it was Clearwater, I'd fight you on that one. But it's Tampa.
Well, here's the even weirder part. You know how they give your age? Like, you do something and you end up in prison and they say how old you are?
Mm-hmm.
She's 40. Guess how old her dad is?
He better be 65.
Younger.
60?
Younger.
No.
50, yeah, the dad 55? Is 59.
59, yeah. So he was 19.
40.
18.
He's 59.
Right. See, a 59-year-old guy, he's lived his life. He can sit at home and fart all he wants, damn it.
When I first saw the story, I'm like, well, he must be like a 90-year-old guy and he can't help himself. But he's 59. That's not that old. Like, you can control yourself. You can feel it about to happen. And you can walk yourself to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Or just walk to another room. Like, if you want to fart, you go to the other room. There's got to be more than one room. They can't live in a studio, can they?
Unless he really enjoys doing it.
Did you grow up in a farting house?
No. No, oh God, no. We couldn't do that. We couldn't burp. We couldn't do anything rude. Or my parents, I think they would have kicked us out.
My entire life, as far as I was concerned, my mother has never farted and never burped.
Mm-hmm.
All these years, she's never.
Yeah, women don't.
My dad hasn't either, though. You know, there was never any farting or burping in my house. And it was never a conversation. It was like, you don't do that in public. It was just understood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just didn't happen. So you knew if you were feeling like you had to go up to your room or a bathroom or somewhere. But there was, nobody was. I think also because I'm an only child, I think if I had a brother, that's the kind of thing that a brother likes to go, come here, why don't you see something? Then they stick your head in their butt, you know?
Now, where was I? Oh, yeah.
Ah! Dad! Get away from me!
Uh-oh,
Dad!
Penis fries are coming to get you! Penis fries are coming to get you! Here comes penis fries! Dad! Coming to get you! Oh, in the kitchen, Meg!
Was there cursing in your house?
Nope.
Not at all.
No cursing, only me.
Like Christmas and Thanksgiving at your grandmother's, nobody...
Nope.
See,
there was no cursing.
Same thing here.
And it's weird, I grew up in Brooklyn, so you would think that'd be all farting and burping and cursing. But no, we were like a Southern family.
Yeah, because you curse now worse than most men, so...
Yeah, my mother doesn't like it. She still doesn't like it, but I do it because that's just, how I express myself. And sometimes she'll say, don't use that word.
Do you curse in front of her?
Yeah, of course I do.
Do you really?
Well, yeah. I mean, if there's something that I'm upset about or if I'm making a point that needs a curse word, I mean, I don't curse to her in front of her to upset her just for the heck of it. I don't say like, how's your fucking day going?
How the fuck are you?
Right, I don't do that. But and once in a while, she'll say, like if I do curse, she'll say, don't use that word. I'll say, it's a word. You can handle it. It is just a word.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think now, even if I say the S word in front of my mom, I pause before I do it. Mm-hmm. I always act like I'm on the air the whole time I'm around my family.
Right.
So, and if my kids curse in front of my family, oh, I would be on the floor. I would be right. Devastated.
Do your kids curse in front of your family?
They don't curse in front of me or my family or anybody. Oh. No.
Okay. Do they not curse? Or you just have non-cursing kids?
No, I think they do curse, but they watch their mouth around me.
Wow, that's very respectful. I love that.
Uh-huh. Wait, and I try not to, but it comes out.
You're not a big cursor. I've lived with you. I've been around you a long time. You're not a big cursor. Only when it's appropriate. For me, you know, I'll just say, like, what'd you have for breakfast? A fucking grapefruit.
You do it like it's breathing.
Exactly. That woman, see her next Tuesday.
Yeah, right. And we would walk to the grocery store, and in the parking lot, you'd just be F this, C this, S right. this. And there'd be kids all around. You know, it's a birthday party going on for five-year-olds. You don't care. Fuck this birthday.
How you little bitches doing? What's up, little bitches?